You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie's here. I have a number of items for you. I just was skipping around, and I'm on Daily Mail because I like a little bit of my Hollywood gossip. And I showed this to Dave. No one apparently is capable of an appropriate, flattering depiction in a statue. Okay? Because now, Tina.
I agree.
They're all horrible. Tina Turner, amazing. They have now offered up a statue in her hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee. You should Google it right now. I encourage people, not if you're driving, to Google it. It is insultingly bad. I mean, it looks...
Oh, no.
It looks... Dave, would you have any idea at all this is Tina Turner?
It looks more like a Dr. Seuss character rendering
honestly,
than Tina Turner.
Honestly, it looks like I've never done it.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh, my goodness. What is that?
I have no. Listen, I have never done a statue. I've never been asked. I don't think I'll ever be asked. I clearly could offer up a better depiction of Tina Turner than this.
You do a better butter sculpture of Tina Turner.
Honestly, who are these people? Like, just the ones down the road at the Twins Stadium? Like, I mean, is there one that's decent?
Have you been outside crypto.com to see the new Lakers statues that they did? Was like, oh, they're awful.
They're horrible. They're horrible. We were there last year. They're absolutely a disaster.
They're really bad. You're like, I mean, for Kobe Bryant's memory, his family has to see that. It's terrible.
Apparently, a statue must be very difficult to pull off, or else the three of us should all jump in the statue position, that occupation, because everybody else is terrible at it. Okay, now also on the Daily Mail, a lot of conjecture on Nicole and Keith.
I'm so sad.
Yeah. Oh, you're not that sad. Come on.
I am. If they can't make it, who can make it in this world?
Okay. I didn't realize a Mary Tyler Moore episode was going to break out here. You know. But, yeah, 19 years, Keith and Nicole acknowledge the divorce, and Daily Mail suggesting Keith already has a new girlfriend. Already has. Yeah. That's not good for a reconciliation. Now, most of the time, by the time, you know, a power couple like this goes public, it's been over for an extended period of time, wouldn't you say?
Well, they said that it's been like he moved out. It looks like I guess summer was starting in June. So they said that this has been going on for a minute. But it looked like Nicole was trying to make things work, according to the gossip magazines I've been looking at today.
And they have to be right. I mean, I believe them.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But The thing about it is, what I always loved is that it did seem like he really supported her,
mm-hmm.
and she was always so loving about him. Of like, and would say, you know, he really was there for me when I think her dad died. Like, you know, she talked about how what a wonderful partner he was, and took care of her, and they had the kids together. And I think after, you know, her marriage to Tom Cruise ended, it was like everyone was just so happy that she had found happiness with this person who seemed to be so supportive and loving. And I think as a woman, you kind of go, oh, man, come on.
You would see her all sorts of locations across the planet seeing him performing, right? Just backing up everything you said, just that sort of dedication, you know? So,
well, to one another, I mean, like he would show up where she was filming and she would show up where he, you know, they'd make it to each other's award shows. It was like, I don't know. I love love, and I hate it. And divorce stinks. You've been through one. I've been through one.
Fun. So put it on the Twitter machine. Jamie Yuccas is saying she's canceling love. It's not worth the breakup, Dave. Put it out there. She says never fall in love ever again. Is that what you heard, Dave?
That's not what I'm saying. I love love. I love mature love, by the way. I love when people can be true partners. That's why I'm sad by this, because I thought that they had it. But, you know, I mean, those Hollywood lifestyles, too. It's like it is a lot of traveling and being away from each other. And, you know, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm just sad.
Okay. Now, I've got a bunch right here. Your dog has graduated from puppy school?
Yeah.
Okay. Take me through what does the dog need to do to graduate?
Well, she's actually been through, I have to tell you, I have a very well-trained dog. She's been through two rounds.
Two rounds? Wow.
Yeah. She did the little puppy school, and then when she got a little bit older, she did a little intermediate training. And Doug and I have been talking about getting her into, like, maybe being a little comfort dog or something, because she is just so sweet to everyone. But, she knows, I don't know how many tricks she knows now, but she knows how to roll over. She knows a trick my husband has made up called kangaroo, where she gets on her back feet and looks like a kangaroo.
That sounds like torture to me. I mean, Dave, we're dog owners. Does that sound?
Yeah, I think they like to use all 4 feet from where I'm
sitting. I mean, honestly, calling the Humane Society of, you know, Southern California. Okay. Now, Dave has a question for you about, remind me the name of your pooch.
Sydney.
The phone broke up just for a second. What was it?
Sydney, like Sydney, Australia. Sydney.
Okay, Sydney, we got it. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you said Sydney's been through the puppy class twice. Is that just to get her really good, or because she flunked the first time?
Yeah, how about that? Dave suggesting flunked. Yeah.
She's a very special dog if you ever get the chance to meet her. So she's extra good. She's very well trained, and she knows tons of tricks. We know how to walk well, we heal, and I'm looking at her, talking to her right now, basically.
Okay, I want you to try nothing better than this on radio. Tell your dog to do a trick right here on the radio, and then you tell us if Sydney does the trick.
Sydney, come. Sit. Down. Roll over. Good girl. She rolled over for you.
Very good.
Way to go, Sid.
Way to go. Now, Dave, do we know if she... What do you think? Are you believing Jamie?
I trust the guest.
I'll send her a video.
Okay, send me the video. Because you really... She wouldn't want to say the dog graduated from two schools and then just... I mean, performance anxiety. Dave, you're familiar with that. You know, so... okay.
Sydney is the kind of dog breed that is like Wishbone or like Frasier's dog. So she's very easily trainable if you do it the right way.
Remind
Otherwise,
me.
Their nightmares.
Yeah. What kind of dog is Sydney again?
Well, people love to call them Jack Russell terrorists. Because if you don't get them properly trained, it's a nightmare.
Really don't want to have a dog called a terrorist. I don't think at the dog park. What kind of dog? Terrorist. You know. Okay, we'll be leaving at this point.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our friend Jamie Yukis is with us. Okay, now let's get to the biggest one to me. You're okay. Going back to school.
You betcha I am.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Probably 3 or 4 months ago, I started looking into, I had a couple coworkers who used our tuition reimbursement program at CBS to get their master's in various things. And I went to them and said, you know, how'd you do it? How'd you find doing it? My midlife crisis is going back to school, but I'm going to get my Master of Arts in psychology, which, you know, is something I've been very interested in and passionate about for a number of years. I feel like as our business is changing and, you know, there are more podcasts and different, ways people consume information, there's part of me that just wants to understand humans better, to know how to do my job more effectively and also, you know, make sure that I am as well-rounded as I can be as things continue to change.
Okay, so that's fabulous. Is it?
Thank you.
Do you think it's just for your own life and your career where it's at now, or could it open up doors to adding something else to an already very busy career?
I think I'm open to exploring all of that, to be honest. And you know, that's no secret to my bosses or anything. They're excited. I told them, actually, when I get done, my dream will be to make sure that I give therapy to everyone in the newsroom, because I'm sure you know how how troubling newsrooms could be. My general manager already said he would hire me for that consulting project. So, you know, I mean, I still see, I just re-signed here in Los Angeles. I will be here three more
congratulations. That's good for me. I like that.
It kind of told me, if I'm going to do this, you know, for 3 years, what else can I have that's mine, you know, for me, the kids, continue me learning and growing, you know?
Well, that's good for me, because I just signed up for another trip to a location not too far from you for a couple months, so we'll see each other again.
Yes. Okay, great. Can't wait.
I like it.
I can't believe it's that time of year again already that we're looking at those things.
It's a ways, because, I mean, it's 89 on Friday here. I mean, you probably heard, we have had about a
89.
We've had a 3 week stretch. We had one pretty significant storm on a Sunday late. But Jamie, the weather has been unbelievable. And it's all the way through next week, upper 60s, low 70s. I mean, Dave, we've been in the 80s, for 10 days in a row, 2 weeks in a row?
It's been outstanding.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like your seasons have shifted, because I remember talking to friends and family in June where it was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if we're even going to have a summer. And then you had all that rain and
it was garbage.
Whatnot. So
it was spring is garbage now. And this summer was, you know, until about middle August, would you say, Dave, right in there?
Yeah, that's fair, because the State Fair was glorious.
The State Fair was great. It was like the week before the State Fair. We had rain, then it was humidity, and then we had the filth coming from Canada with the air. We've, as true summer believers on this show, keep it coming. Keep it absolutely coming. Congratulations on all this.
Thank you.
And if Nicole wants to give me a call, I mean, I'm committed relationship, but I talk to Nicole, I mean, if she wants to.
Oh, you're silly.
Yeah. I mean, just, I mean, in case, I don't know.
Hey, I got to be, I mean, she is Australian. They're very fun. I'm married to one. So,
yeah, that's good. I'll talk to Michelle. We'll have Nicole over. It'd be great.
Yeah, seems like a great idea. Yeah. See how that works out for you.
Exactly. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Jamie, right here. What's our station again?
News Talk 830
WCCO.
That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.